Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, and God's news behind it is, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if you saw this, and maybe some of our VFN radio listeners today have saw this, but did you hear about this guy, Felix Baumgartner?
The name sounds familiar.
Well, if his name doesn't sound familiar, probably what he did, probably really you'll remember him. This is the guy that most recently jumped out of a capsule.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, he almost went, like, basically to...
So what is a capsule?
Edge. Say it again?
What's a capsule?
It's this, I don't know, it's like a space capsule.
Mm-hmm.
But it was attached to, like an air balloon.
Right. I think it was a helium balloon, right?
A helium balloon. This was absolutely amazing. I'm going to see if we're going to play a clip over the air, and I'm going to try to say a couple things. Just listen to this. It's going up. So the balloon is filling up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see this capsule's going, you know, higher and higher and higher. This guy climbs into this. He's got a spacesuit. Now, he's been jumping off of things for a long time.
Right.
Okay? So he's going up. So they're actually lifting it up with a crane, okay?
Right, right.
This sound a little bit better for you, but it's being lifted up on a crane, and all of a sudden you see this capsule, you know, going higher and higher and higher,
mm-hmm,
and higher. He finally gets up to 128,000 feet.
Wow,
dude, this is huge, okay? And so he is about to jump. They said he was at the very edge of space.
Mm-hmm.
So this video we're going to make available for you on the Torch. He's in this capsule. Looks like it has like some computer, you know, electronic data. I don't know what in the world, what it's measuring, but it's measuring something. And he's sitting inside this capsule, and then he opens the hatch,
mm-hmm,
and his view. I mean, he's literally looking at the Earth. I mean, you can see this in the video. He's looking at, mm-hmm, the Earth. And it's the most amazing, amazing view. You would think he's in space. And my understanding is that he's literally at the edge between,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think they call it like the stratosphere. He was like 20-something miles above the Earth.
You believe that? See? And you see this picture. Now, I'm thinking, you know, he fall, or, you know, I'm thinking... You better make sure you jump out of this thing. I mean, there is no way to come back down unless you jump.
Right.
It's up 128,000 feet, and all you see is Earth. I mean, like, you see some blue stuff, some brown stuff, but you don't know,
yeah,
you know, if you're going to land in another country, if you're going to hit a building, and there's no other way to get down.
Yeah, how do you aim that, right?
Exactly. I'm going to fall there,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you got to think about it. You see people jumping off of bungee stuff, and you see people get up and they go, oh, never mind. I'm going to go back down. You know, all, mm-hmm, these cliff divers. I don't have the nerve to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went up on his capsule. There is no backing down. How do you get down 128,000 feet from space when you were drug up there? I mean, that's one way to make sure you're going to jump. So he jumps. He goes 833 miles an hour.
Wow.
In 4 minutes, dude. 4 minutes. And he just comes just flying down. He's the first human to break the sound barrier.
So did he like bounce? What happened?
Dude, he comes all the way down. It was a perfect landing on his feet.
Right. How did that happen?
Well, he opened.
Did he have like an airplane strapped on his back? I mean, how did he come down?
No, he jumps out, and he has his parachute.
Oh, a parachute. Okay.
Yeah, he has his parachute. And it takes, he doesn't fly down on his own. He doesn't, but he kicks the parachute and you're thinking, oh my goodness, you better hope this thing works. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And his parachute, he's just flying straight out. I just thought it was absolutely remarkable. You think, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And he lands on his feet and it was successful. And, it reminds me of another time that we jumped, which I'm going to talk about here in a minute, but I'm thinking about the perspective when you're looking. It's just one astonishing picture when you see him and he opens up this latch to this capsule. Mm-hmm. And he's standing on the edge of it. They did such an amazing job making sure that they captured video from all the way around. You got to capture video on this thing, and it worked, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's looking at the face of the earth. And he's getting ready to jump. Mm-hmm. And you think, oh my gosh, I mean, you got some people getting, I don't even know if I can do a bungee jump. You know what I mean?
Right.
Much less jumping almost out of space.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at perspective. You know, I think about God's perspective. And I think about how God is always, always looking at us. You know, I think sometimes that we fail to recognize this perspective. We fail to recognize that, you know, we get caught up sometimes in our everyday grind and you go to work, take care of the kids get off to school and you're just doing life and doing everything. And you're living just within this maze, if you will. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you wonder, like, you're tempted to wonder, you know, does God see what's happening? Does God know what's going on? You know, I want to encourage you today that if you're going through something today, if you're going through some struggles, it's amazing how you could be going through the darkest times in your life, or you could be going through some challenging moments, and yet because you've learned how to say the right things, nod the right way, give the pleasant, you know, the pleasantries, yes, yes, everything's great, everything's good, change the story, you know, the topic to who won the game last night. Meanwhile, on the inside, you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder how everyone can talk about all this frivolous stuff that's going on. In the meantime, you're facing a challenge in your life. You're facing something in your finances, in your employment. You're facing a family struggle. You're facing a crisis in your health. And yet life is going on as usual. Life is, and it's like there's no perspective. There's no grid. And people don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're tempted to wonder, does God even see? Does God even see? You know, and the great thing about God, he doesn't have a bird's eye view, Pat. Mm-mm, mm-mm. Mm-mm. He has a heaven's eye view. He has a heaven's eye view, and he sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time.
Mm.
God sees everything all at the same time. I mean, he even knows the very hairs of your head. They're all numbered by God. And he sees everything. And so your eyes haven't escaped. And the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth. His eyes are searching. He is aware. He is concerned. He knows about the very thing that you're going through in your life. He knows about your struggles. He knows about your joys. He knows about your pain. And he desires to have an intimate relationship with you. I'm looking forward to our discussion here today on VFN Radio, because we're here to educate. We're here to illuminate through God's word and to inspire you and to activate you, but also to bring you hope. Let me tell you today that Jesus Christ loves you. You know, Pat, when I was coming to Jesus, that was the most consoling thing. I said, man, mm-hmm. the world may love me, but at least Jesus loves me.
That's right.
Yeah. If I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. I'm not at a place in my life where I can turn down that type of love. I'm just sorry. I just can't. You know what I mean?
I know, that's right.
And he loves you. He loves you. And the Word of God says that he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. There's no place that you can go. There's no situation you can find yourself. There's no trouble. There's nothing that you could have done that God will turn away his gaze from you.
Mm.
That is so reassuring. Because let me tell you, man will forget about you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're flawed.
Mm-hmm.
They are flawed, right?
That's right.
Right?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
We some, are flawed.
Yeah. Some more than others.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talk the chiefest of flawed.
Yeah, exactly. So, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. Sometimes we just need perspective. You know, sometimes when your back is against the wall and you can't turn to the right and you can't turn to the left and you can't turn to the things that you've been turning to before in the past because the credit card is maxed out, because this person can't help you, and because these resources are all depleted and this person is left. So you can't turn to the right or to the left, and your back is against the wall. You can't move any further back. You couldn't push back those bills anymore. I mean, they are due. You can look up.
Right.
And when you look up, don't be surprised to see eyes looking back at you. You know, because God's looking. He is concerned. He's just wanting to get our attention. He's wanting us to make eye contact, if you will. He's wanting us to recognize that, you know what? He's there for us. He's there for us. And one of the biggest things that we can do that causes us to forget that is to get so self-absorbed and become so narcissistic and so, you know, focused just on what's going on in our life and woe is me, that we forget that God is present. God is there. God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble, and he just wants us to reach out to him. His arm is not too short and his ear is not too dull. And let me tell you, he has perfect vision.
Mm.
All you need is perspective. He sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time. He's just waiting for you to look back at him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.